We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis producing things on the other side. We've got UFM Community Learning Center featured here today. Linda Teener, Executive Director, and Kayla Savage, Education Coordinator, joining us. We mentioned during the previous segment that the spring catalog will be out in early January. I know that's something that folks always look forward to seeing. You guys put that online too, don't you?
We do. We have a flippable PDF that's downloadable. All of our classes are also within our website through our enrollment database too. So you can at any point in time search a category or a class title on our website, but then you can also see the catalog in that electronic version as well. And then we have 60 different locations that we distribute the catalog to between Wamego, Manhattan, Junction City, Fort Riley. So the most popular spots to pick them up would be the city office and the Manhattan Public Library. We also have a stand. We actually have two stands at the KSU Rec Center and also the K-State Student Union. So there's a lot of catalogs out throughout the town. And you can also always, of course, stop by the Big Red House on the corner and come into UFM and get a catalog as well.
All right. Do you guys get a lot of different opportunities offered during the spring compared to the fall? Or is it pretty consistent?
Spring and fall are definitely our biggest semesters as far as number of classes in a variety of topic areas, just because there's a lot more people here during that time frame than maybe the summer months. But we still put out a catalog in the summer as well, and we offer programming during that time too. We also, in the spring, will have lifeguard training courses. So not maybe something that is a personal enrichment or hobby area for some, but if you want to work for UFM as a lifeguard or rec services or, of course, the city of Manhattan in the summertime, you got to get into those classes early on in the spring semester with UFM. So with our partnership with campus, we offer those classes inside in the natatorium, and where the water is a little bit warmer than it is outside during that time frame, for sure.
And I'm sure the Parks and Rec Department just appreciates you guys having that offered as a service.
UFM and Parks and Rec have worked together for a number of years to offer those courses and determine, you know, when the best time is to offer them, what their needs are, and vice versa, so that we can answer those needs.
You know, I see some other activities here that will be signing up soon, and this is something that always interests me. I haven't done it yet, but I've thought about it, is the Manhattan Community Garden.
I know it's odd to be talking about the Manhattan Community Garden when you're talking about it snowing tomorrow. but this is the time of the year when we start prepping for next year's gardens. And our first sign-up for next year's community garden happens this Saturday with returning gardeners. We have a total of about 280 garden plots that are available to the community on two locations. We have a site at Riley Lane, kind of behind Howie's, at 9th and Riley Lane. And then we have a site at Collins Lane, which is down south on Hunter's Island. It's about a mile from one garden to the other garden. And we start the signups for that. So we start with returning gardeners. Once all the returning gardeners are signed up, then we know how many plots we have available for new gardeners. So February 1st, we will have the first sign up for new gardeners. All the dates and times and locations for the signups are also on our website. If you go to tryufm.org and then look at programs and go to community garden page, it'll have all those dates listed for you so that you can find out. Pricing is very affordable for our garden. Collins Lane, a full price for the entire year is $50. If you are low income, it's $25. Riley Lane is a little bit more variable because it's an old garden. Our community garden started in 1974 with that plot set up on Collins Lane. And so the plots are not as square and uniform as they are at Collins Lane, which we have been in about 7 years now. So the plots vary a little bit, but you aren't going to pay more than about $60 full price for any one garden plot. And so it's very affordable. You get a lot of produce from it. The soil is wonderful. The garden provides tools, mulch, hay to take care of weed issues, and some advice and a lot of educational tools through our website and through some emails that come out during the course of the year.
All right. And you mentioned you start with the returning gardeners first, but then if you do have some new gardeners, mm-hmm. do you have any maybe requirements, or you want them to have a commitment to this, right?
Yes, you do need to commit. I will say that. The garden has a number of rules that are there both for safety, for good maintenance of the garden, and because of rules that come to us from those who own the land. The Riley Lane Garden belongs to the city, and we have to follow city rules for weeds and the kinds of things you can grow. And the Collins Lane Garden is owned by the county, and so we have to follow their rules as well. But yes, gardening is not a super easy thing to do. And the plots are really pretty good size, mm-hmm. and they seem bigger when it starts to get hot and the weeds are growing. But you can learn practices to maintain, keep the weeds down, and be able to grow pretty much whatever you wish to grow on your plot as long as you're following the rules.
Great. Sounds like just a neat endeavor to have that in our community. Do a lot of people take part in this? Do they grow their own food? Do they give it back? Anything like that?
Last year we had 188 families that gardened the plots. You can have more than one plot after your first year. And most of them were growing for their own personal needs. But we do have some plots that are specifically set up to share with the community. The Men's Gardening Club, for example, generally has one or two plots at the community garden, and they grow onions and sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes and things, and those go back to the community, generally to the breadbasket. Sometimes we have a community organization that will have a plot there for the good of their participants as well. So we are try to be flexible that way. There are a few requirements in addition to taking care of your plot, and we require everybody to have two volunteer opportunities to give back to the garden. And you schedule that when you sign up so that we have specific days. You go for about an hour and a half and help on general projects like chipping the paths or pulling weeds in the gardens, paths, and in the flower beds and things to take care of the good of the garden.
Okay. Well, that's good stuff. So that all will begin in February, it looks like.
Yep, for new gardeners in February, right. And you can find the times. They'll be in our spring catalog as well, but you can find the times on our website at any time. Okay. And if you're a gardener now, get in and get your plots taken care of, because if you don't sign up by the last returning gardener sign up, you could lose your plot. That's also in the rules. You need to get your plot signed up.
Okay. Well, we've got about a minute left here in the program. You want to talk a little bit about Project Excel?
Well, I can. I don't know that a minute is enough time.
Okay.
Project Excel is a program for adults with developmental disabilities that UFM and K-State sponsors jointly. We meet in the K-State Student Union or other places on campus on Saturday mornings. We are finishing up our fall session. Our next session will start on January 25th. That information will also be on our website as soon as we get it together and figured out. We have people that come as far as Marysville, Greenleaf, Beatty, as well as people in the Manhattan and Wamego area who participate. And we generally have about 65 to 70 students each semester that participate in that program.
Okay. And your website, by the way, tryufm.org. That is where you need to go to get more information. Class listings, and of course, the January catalog will be out, or the spring catalog will be out in early January.
Right.
So be sure to check that out. Yep. Anything else?
Nope. Just take advantage of the opportunities that UFM provides. Okay. We're a community service. We try to be as low cost as we can.
Thank you.
All right. Great news. Linda Tiener, Executive Director, UFM Community Learning Center, Kayla Savage, Education Coordinator. Again, thanks for being here today. By the way, if you're tuning in tomorrow for In Focus, we have a busy show lined up. We'll be leading off with NBAF, and we'll have the new director joining us as well.
I was hoping for that.
We've got Jamie Morris Hardiman and Tana Warner will be joining us from Thrive Flint Hills, and then Dr. Stephen Higgs from the Biosecurity Research Institute will join us as well.
All right. Sounds good, Brandon. Thanks much. Good work this morning. Moving up on 10 a.m., CBS News at the top of the hour. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick at the game this afternoon. All on the way here at News Radio KMAN. And enjoy National Nacho Day. I'll figure out a way to do that. You can bet your sweet bippy on that one.